You're listening to Consider This, episode 108, for June 8, 2015. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Thanks again for joining, or thanks for finding for the first time, a podcast that you can add to your list without it taking a big chunk out of your day. I'm Doug Payton, and this is Consider This, conservative commentary and your feedback, all done in a minuscule 10 minutes or less. If you want to talk about today's topic or any topic on your mind, call 267-CALL-CT0 or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Visiting the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com will show you even more ways to get your voice heard. That's CT as in current trends. Bruce Jenner's gender and society's reaction to the change. I've got quite a bit to say about this, so let's get right to it. The Bruce Jenner that I grew up knowing about, who was the Olympian's Olympian back in the day, has transitioned, he says, into a woman and wishes to be called Caitlyn. Where to begin? Well, let's begin enumerating what I don't know about this. I don't know at all what he's going through, and I don't want to pretend that I do. I acknowledge that my comments in this episode will come from a position of ignorance on that point. I also don't know for sure, speaking as a Christian, whether or not what he's done is a sin. I suppose there could be something that could be found, that could be said to speak to the situation, but frankly, I don't think that determination is very helpful at this point in time. It will be something that should be considered because of all the questions this brings up. That is the eternal one. But for now, I have no plans to address that here. In fact, I don't plan on addressing Bruce Jenner at all in this episode, other than to say that God loves you. And for whatever it's worth, I love you and respect you too. What I want to tackle in this episode is society's reaction to transgenderism in general, using Jenner's example as a launching point. Let me define a term first. The term is body dysmorphia. Wikipedia calls it a disorder that involves belief that one's own appearance is unusually defective and is worthy of being hidden or fixed. The medical dictionary calls it a mental disorder characterized by a perceived defect in one's physical appearance or in a part of the body. The typical examples of this are anorexia, where people, usually but not exclusively women, believe their body's too big, and muscle dysmorphia, sometimes referred to as bigorexia, where people, typically men, believe that their body is not big and muscular enough. Those are the typical examples, but the definitions point to a more general disorder where your body is not what you think it ought to be. But let's start with those examples. Have you known someone with anorexia or bigorexia? What was your hope for them? That they would get help? Did you try to do what you could to change their thoughts about their body? I know I did. I knew someone with anorexia back in high school, and my attempt at convincing this person that they were most certainly not overweight was easily parried. I was no professional, but I did see the problem and wanted to help, as feeble as that attempt might be. Was the problem their physical body or their thoughts about their body? What was the lie? Body dysmorphia is a mental disorder, and these days, let alone in the 1970s, there is still some stigma associated with them. Little by little, though, society is dropping that stigma so that those with such disorders can feel free to get the help they need and be freed from the lie that their mind is telling them about themselves. So now, society is more willing to call body dysmorphia what it is, and do so with less of a stigma, and encourage those who need it to get help. So why is society now, at the same time, celebrating the same disorder? That brings us to the highly publicized case of Bruce Jenner. Let's go back and revisit those definitions. A disorder that involves belief that one's own appearance is unusually defective and worthy of being hidden or fixed. A mental disorder characterized by a perceived defect in one's physical appearance or in a part of the body. A man who thinks he ought to be a woman. is a textbook example of this, is it not? He believes his body needs fixing from the defect of it being male. Someone said to me that this is a personal identity issue, not a body inadequacy issue. I'd say that it's a body inadequacy issue that has its roots in a personal identity issue. An anorexic or bigorexic can make changes with a low-calorie or high-protein diet, but if they go into things like surgery to remove supposed fat or start taking steroids, it becomes difficult to try to pretend that the disorder isn't there. It's at this point that friends and family may consider an intervention. The disorder has always been there, but the drastic actions make it clear to the outside observer that something is definitely wrong. Now we have a high-profile man who believes he should be a woman and is taking drastic actions to make himself so. Plastic surgery, implants, and hormone treatments are being used to make him what he calls, ironically, his natural self. And just like seeing fat removal surgery or steroid use, those around him observe and call for an intervention? No. They and so much of society at large are celebrating these drastic measures. It's the same issue, the same disorder, the same actions, but society, in something of its own multiple personality disorder, discourages one while affirming the other. Society seems to think that compassion requires celebration, at least in this one case. But one can be compassionate while still recognizing that someone needs help. Just ask someone rescued from anorexia. On top of that, transgenderism has one big thing going against it. Science. To be specific, DNA. A man may feel that he's a woman and may make physical changes to look more like a woman, but every single cell in their body is crying out, man. Again, which is the lie? Their body or their thoughts about their body? Are they really too fat? Really not muscular enough? Really the other gender? The science in all those cases says no. It's amazing to me that generally folks on the left side of the political spectrum, who accuse the right of being anti-science, will completely ignore the science of both genetics and psychology in order to celebrate a specific sort of body dysmorphia. Bruce Jenner would like me to call him Caitlin. If he legally changes his name, then at that time, I can do that. He'd also like me to refer to him as her. For the reasons I've stated, I cannot, in good conscience, do that. So much to cover in just 10 minutes or less, but I've hit the major points. I have some other thoughts on this, so if you want to ask me any question about this or give your thoughts on it, call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. If you want to have a discussion about this or call me out in public, there are many ways to do that. There's the Facebook and Google Plus pages and my Twitter account, @ctpodcasting. All of these can be easily found at my website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. In fact, you can comment on the show notes for the episode, and we can have a discussion right there. The show notes are especially good if you'd like a transcript of what I've said and a link to another Christian's take on the Jenner issue. I'd encourage you to read it. If you're Christian, I think it's a great example of how to apply Christian principles to the discussion. If you're not Christian, it may help you understand what those religious types are thinking. Either way, I highly recommend it. It's a sensitive subject, to be sure, but we'll tackle those subjects. After all, how else can we consider this?